This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday? Is it Wednesday, Chris? It's Wednesday. On a Wednesday. It's fine. Look, it's fine. We're doing great here. It's Hump Day. What do we have on tap for tonight? Well, why do they hate parents so much? Why do the communists despise parents? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about them using your values against you. We'll discuss that actually to open up the show. How they intertwine their demonic religion into the legitimate institutions to attack you. It's been very, very successful. We'll have a talk about that. We're going to honor a hero, a brave man who gave up his career for all this. Is multiculturalism a good thing? Hint, it's not. And the GOP should speak out more forcefully against it. All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin here. I heard this little tidbit because everyone's being asked now about illegal immigration. Republicans, Democrats, everybody. And understand this. If you were to take the American population as a whole and you were to poll them on this issue, hey, should the border be wide open? Should the country be flooded with illegals? You would probably have 80% of the country, I would guess, Republican and Democrat, 80% would say no. Okay, so that begs the question, why then is the border open? Why are we flooded with illegals? Because Democrats continue to vote for the people who want to burn the country down. Because they've now gotten to this place where they pretend that Trump, who is honestly quite nice, rather that he's somehow some deranged fascist dictator.
A person running to become the commander in chief was admitting he would weaponize the Department of Justice.
So Democrats keep voting Democrat because Republicans are whatever, evil, racist, stupid, whatever the case may be. And now we have a wide open border. Now, the politicians, they understand that they can't really, they're not at a point yet. They will get here one day, I should point out. But they're not yet at a point of power in America where they can get up and defend opening up the border on purpose. So what do? They do what communists have always done and will always do. They lie and deceive. Remember this, because communism is of the devil. It is. It is a demonic anti-human religion. Just like the devil, everything is based on deception. Everything is based on lies. You don't see Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, pick your governor, Kathy Hochul. You don't pick, you can't find one that will get up and say, you know what? This country sucks. And to be honest with you, the borders of this country shouldn't even be here. I want this country to fill up with third world hordes from all over, because it'll help me burn the place to the ground while keeping my position of power. Screw America. I love it that people come here and take a steaming dump on the country. You never hear them say that, ever. But they know they have to address the issue somehow, in some way. And here's what they're trying to do when they address the issue. I'm going to play you a little soundbite of it. It's perfect. It's perfect. It's what communists do all the time. They try to, one, tamp down your anger a little bit. Now, it's not going to work on you. You're an anti-communist. But the norms and normas, they're sitting at home. They're on their eighth hour of Fox News today. They just want to tamp down that person's anger enough by using their values against them. That's one thing they're trying to do. Try to calm Republican anger when they speak. Second thing they're trying to do is they're trying to give Democrat voters a hall pass so they can, so their conscience will allow them to keep voting Democrat. As we speak right now, I guarantee you, there is a 65-year-old blue-collar Democrat listening to this show. Probably a union guy. Worked with his hands. Why does he vote Democrat? Well, that's the way his union's always gone. Democrats have traditionally been more pro-union. He needs more benefits for himself and his family. He loves the country. He actually hunts every now and then, hunting season. He does stand up for the national anthem. He's not an America-hating savage. His dad voted Democrat before him and whatnot, and so he votes Democrat every single election. He sees a lot of this tranny nonsense.
Why are you gay?
And he's not comfortable with it, but it's not really bothering him so much. He just wants to keep voting Democrat. That guy, he wants to believe that when he goes into the polls and he votes Democrat, that he's not burning the country to the ground. In fact, he needs to believe that. He doesn't want to vote for Republicans. He hates Republicans. Just please tell me Democrats aren't as evil and demonic as Republicans say they are. That's who they're speaking to as well. The blue-collar Democrat who genuinely loves the country. So when you hear AOC, the Bronx's very own AOC, speak like this, understand this. This is practiced. This is rehearsed, which I guess is the same thing as practicing. This is they put thought into these talking points. They poll test these things. Hey, what does a voter want to hear? What do they not want to hear? All this is poll tested. And I mean, it's as poll tested as Kamala Harris.
Unless you are an African-American member of this body, unless you are a descendant from Puerto Rico, Guam, or a U.S. territory, virtually every single member of this committee is here today as a result of and thanks to more open U.S. immigration policies. And the idea of slamming the door when we desperately need these migrants, when we desperately need it. And what we need is an orderly process. It's not that we don't need or want folks to come. It's that we actually have to make it easier for these individuals to participate in our economy, get a job, support themselves, and live the American dream.
Live the American dream. I'm actually going to play this again because I want to make sure you're in the right mindset. AOC is a socialist, admitted socialist. AOC is in Congress because a far left communist group decided the current representative from the Bronx was too moderate and they wanted a full-blown communist. They had auditions. A lot of this has been deleted from the internet. Nevertheless, it is true. They had auditions. AOC is actually an actress by trade. She's a singer and a dancer and an actress. She auditioned. They saw, oh, pretty face, communist leanings, we can educate her. They picked her, and what is it called? I forget exactly what the group is called. Chris, look that up. It's not the Justice Democrats. Why am I screwing this up? Anyway, it doesn't matter. But AOC gets into Congress, and now AOC is there to destroy the country. AOC if you were to hook her up to a lie detector test, would tell you flat out she wants to open the country up, open the borders up, because America is the height of all evil and deserves to be burnt down, and flooding the country with illegals is one of the most guaranteed way to burn the country down. That is how she thinks. That is how she thinks. Let me say it again. That's what she believes. That's how she thinks. But listen to her message now to 65-year-old union guy who just wants to not have a guilty conscience when he goes down to the Bronx and votes for her every single election.
Unless you are an African-American member of this body, unless you are a descendant from Puerto Rico, Guam, or a U.S. territory, virtually every single member of this committee is here today as a result of and thanks to more open U.S. immigration policies. And the idea of slamming the door when we desperately need these migrants, when we desperately need it. And what we need is an orderly process. We want, it's not that we don't need or want folks.
Listen to the messaging. I'll let her keep going, but listen to the messaging. Orderly process, migrants, all poll tested, all rehearsed, all designed to calm down 65-year-old Union Democrat guy.
To come. It's that we actually have to make it easier for these individuals to participate in our economy, get a job, support themselves, and live the American dream.
There's a reason they talk the way they talk. And speaking of using your values against you, they're going to do this a lot this year because it's an election season. I have a great example of this next.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, not a Tuesday, Chris. It's a Wednesday. Don't screw that up again. It was Chris who screwed up what day it was. He told me right before the show it was Tuesday. I told him I didn't think it was. But anyway, it was Chris's fault. That screw up in the opening. Before we get to this example of them using your values against you, I just want to do two things. One, you can email me. I'll get to some more emails here in a moment. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Two, I told you I'd try to keep you updated on everything that's going on at the World Economic Forum because the world's elites are meeting as we speak right now. I heard this today and I knew I had to bring this information to you and I had to bring it to you immediately. I've heard some jaw-dropping things in my time. Man, just sit back and process for a moment. Just sit back and listen to this. Listen to what she's saying.
Na Nukamahu Anuri Nukamai Nukamwaka.
Can you believe that? I'll let her keep going. She got something caught in her throat.
Awama winanu.
Yeah, I'd like to see you try, lady. Gotta be allergies or something, right? Anyway. So that happened today, and I told you I'd keep you updated. Now, back to using your values against you. Rob Reiner, he's some Hollywood dork actor. You don't even know who he is. This is what he had to say. Jesus told us to do unto others as you would have them done unto you. How in God's name can anyone who believes in the teachings of Jesus support Donald Trump? Listen. I wanted to talk about this because it's important. I know this is not going to be effective on you personally. I understand that. You understand how these commie scumbags work. But you also have to understand how incredibly effective that messaging has been on what these people truly fear the most. They fear the American church rising up against them. They understand the American church has the numbers. They understand it is a very much a competing religion. It is the thing they fear the most. And they have spent decade after decade after decade very, very, very successfully calming down America's Christians into believing they don't intend to kill us all. They do. If you're any, in fact, it's not unique to Christians. If you're a Jew, if you're a Muslim, if you're a whoever listening to the sound of my voice right now, if you practice a religion that is not communism, they are your mortal enemy. You have got to get that through your head. Communism is a religion. It is a religion of destruction and domination. Nevertheless, it is a religion. A religion that says the world is wrong, the world is evil, all things must be burnt down to the ground so then it can be rebuilt in a totally different way. And communism, unlike America, does not tolerate other religions. It never has. It never will. From burying priests alive in the Soviet Union to killing, burning monks alive, Buddhist monks alive in China, to crucifying priests on the altars in Spain. Communism doesn't share a nation with you and your beliefs, and it will use your beliefs against you. A huge problem we have in this country is feminized American Christianity that only knows one verse in the entire Bible. They've never read the Old Testament, and they know one verse from the New Testament, and that's turn the other cheek. They don't even know there are any other verses. David? What? Who's King David? Philistines? What did he do to the Philistines? Did he turn the other cheek to them? I bet he was super nice to the Philistines, guys. I bet Moses and the Israelites, when they were looking for the promised land and they got to a promised land and they saw there were other people there, I bet they were really nice to them. I bet they went up to them and said, "Hey, guys, can we turn the other cheek for you?" That's what feminized American Christianity has brought this nation. It has made Christians spineless and weak and pathetic. And I'm telling you right now, no matter what your beliefs are, these people are hostile to yours. They are openly hostile to yours. And they are going to be as nice to you as humanly possible, right up to the point they fire a bullet in the back of your head and drop you in a ditch, the same way they have every other country they have ever conquered. That is not crazy movie stuff. That's not over the top stuff. That's the entire history of communism. I remember reading about one priest in the Soviet Union. They took a knife and carved a smile into the cheeks of his face before they marched him through town and buried him alive. He couldn't turn the other cheek because they carved his cheeks off his face. You better start taking these people a whole lot more seriously. Let me ask you something. When's the last time you talked to your pastor about the news of the day? Did he even know about the news of the day? Chris, your rabbi, Muslims listening, your imam, have you talked to him? Do they understand what's happening? And it's happening right now? Oh, did you happen to hear, maybe you didn't hear, about the latest courtesy of the House Oversight Committee from the government? Did you hear what happened today? Oh, strap it in case you're, maybe you thought I was just being over the top. Wait until you hear this. Before we get to that, do this really quickly. Nutrition is maybe the most boring subject in the history of mankind. There's nothing worse than when I'm kamaling down some breakfast tacos and I have to hear somebody tell me about nutrition. I don't like it. Nevertheless, it is important, is it not? We are living, breathing things. We need things, vitamins, minerals, probiotics. Yet your dog does too. And I know you're not a bad person. I know people, dog owners are not bad people. They think they're giving their dog nutrition when they give them dog food. Well, I got Muffy, the special blend. Why do you think all dog food is brown? Why is it that dog food is all the same color? Because they kill it all. They kill everything in it at the factory. Your dog never gets nutrition. Eats empty calories his whole life, and we wonder why our dogs die at 10 instead of 15. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. Let your dog not only live so much longer, but better. Shinier coat, better breath, better energy, fewer health problems, fewer trips to the vet. Rough Greens saves you money. They give out free Jumpstart trial bags. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. All you pay for is the shipping. Go get some. Or call them. 833-33-MY-DOG. who'll give you the latest and worst next.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And actually, I teased something, and I'm going to give it to you right now. And then I'm going to tie an email and another story in with it. Just stay with me. So the House Oversight Committee today, essentially it's the weaponization of government committee. This is what they discovered. The federal government, your federal government, the one you pay taxes to, they flagged terms like MAGA and Trump to financial institutions. If you happen to have completed a transaction using those terms, also, you went and bought a Bible, you shopped at Bass Pro Shop, they flagged you. Now, let's set that aside for a moment. That's the big breaking story. It just happened, 2 hours before the show aired, 2 hours before now. Now, pause on that. Set that aside for a moment. Two other things. One, hi, Jesse. I'm convinced many Republicans are as dirty and corrupt as Joe Biden, and that's why they don't do anything against the Biden family. Okay, that's some of it. Here's another one. I swear this is the last one. I'll tie them all together. Headline: how the Biden administration used a counterterrorism grant to fund anti-communism propaganda. They took your money in the form of a grant, 700 grand of it, the Department of Homeland Security took of your money, and they used it to attack you. Now, what do all these things have in common? Republicans are as dirty as Democrats. They're flagging you if you go to buy a Bible or go to Bass Pro Shop. They're doing counterterrorism grants to attack you. What does all this, what does this have to do with each other? Well, one, I'll address the Republican part of this in a moment. But remember, always remember, the biggest story in the world today by a mile is Western governments turning against their own citizens. This is happening across the West. The freedom-loving world will focus on America for our purposes here. But the American government, it has done what governments have always done, really what governments are supposed to do for years and years and years, for really our entire country's history. It has focused mostly on enemies foreign. Ah, we're fighting the Mexicans. We're fighting the Canadians. You know, we invaded Canada at one point in time. We actually failed. How embarrassing is that? Anyway. Oh, yeah, Chris, this was Revolutionary War stuff. Anyway, we'll set all that stuff aside. Setting all that stuff aside. Focusing on enemies outward, Japan, Germany, so on and so forth. Obviously, we'll set that aside for Civil War purposes, but you understand what I mean. Now, these governments, they're all occupied by communists, and these communists believe that the freedom-loving peoples of their nations, including America, are the real problem, are the true enemy. And they have taken all those guns that have been aimed outward forever, and they have turned those guns, that's the sound the guns make, and they've turned the guns in towards you. If you understand that, once you understand that, that the people who occupy your FBI, CIA, let's pause on that for a moment. I don't even have to play you a bunch of FBI comments or CIA comments, but who was one of our most recent CIA directors? Michael Hayden. He was an Air Force general. Michael Hayden compared you to a jihadi terrorist. This was like 3 weeks ago. Do I need to remind you about our intelligence officials in this country?
Very quick. There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant.
That's the Hunter Biden laptop stuff. I'm not going to go into it. The intelligence agencies of this nation, they also believe you are the enemy. And once you understand and accept that fact, and believe me, this is not unique to America. The Canadians, we have a bunch of Canadians who listen. They know what I'm talking about. They're going through it too. Germans are going through it. French people are going through it. I know because I'm part European. They're going through it too. Once you understand and accept that, it explains everything. It is such an easy explainer once you see, once you understand it, it explains everything that you see right now. Why would the Biden administration use a counterterrorism grant to attack people on the right? Well, if you were to take every member of the Biden administration, I don't even know, have any idea how many there are. Let's call it 100 people. If you were to take 100 people in the Biden administration and you were to sit them down and hook them all up to a lie detector test, and you were to do one of those tests, where one of those either or tests where they can pick one. And on the right is a picture of an American, let's call it Republican. It's an American on the right. And on the left, they would keep switching it out. Here's a jihadi terrorist. Here's a Chi-Com. Here's a this. Here's a that. And you would ask them to pick the greater danger to this nation. Every single one of the 100 people, without exception, would choose you every single time. But it gets worse than that. If you were to take the FBI agents, especially the people who run it, and do that same test on them, they would choose you every single time. Or CIA, NSA. You know what? Forget the flashback. I'm going to let the whole thing play. They all would choose you. Why do you think they were able to gather some of the most powerful people in the intelligence world and get them to sign on to an obvious lie that 50 IQ people understood was a lie? Hunter Biden laptop, it's Russian disinformation. How could you get the most powerful spies in America to sign on for such a lie? Because they believe there are greater things at stake. There are greater enemies that need to be taken care of. Why would you sign on to a lie? Well, because you, freedom lover, you have to be stopped.
Look, very quick. There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the characteristics. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend, Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what is this that's where you're exactly
going?
What
this is
told.
Where he's going. The laptop that, right. is Russia, yes.
Gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You
okay?
have to be kidding. Here
Mr.
we go
President?
Again with Russia.
50 some, not just run-of-the-mill guys. It is the story that explains everything, everything you see. Now, Republicans, where do they fit in all this? What are they? Are they just cowards? Are they active participants in the government turning against you? Are they this? Are they that? Are they this? Well, the answer to that question is complicated because they're not all the same. Yes, you have the John Cornyn, Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney types. They are active participants. If you were to sit them down and do that same test with them, this picture of this, this picture of that, they also would choose you as the greater threat. Why do you think Mitch McConnell is currently working with John Cornyn and James Flatten the Front Lankford to pass an amnesty deal? And even we know this now behind closed doors, he said, well, we can't risk Donald Trump being elected again. Then we won't get the amnesty we want. So, yes, when it comes to the worst of the worst of the worst, those guys, they are active participants against you. Those are the guys who behind closed doors mock you to their Democrat friends. So that's part of it. But there is another part of it. And it's kind of something we touched on before, but we're going to discuss again now. It makes it harder to deal with, but it's something we should have to acknowledge and figure out. So let's talk about that in a moment. I want to read an email real quick first. Hey, dietitian Jesse, you're never too old to make positive changes to your health. I'm 67, and after listening to you harp on and on about testosterone, I decided a couple months back to try chalk. I'm not a world-famous author, so the whole stack is a little out of my budget, but I did add chalk daily into my routine, and man, I can tell the difference. It's not just the way I feel, but on the way my mind works. I feel sharper. My energy has jumped noticeably. Those chalk boys have got it going on. His name is Kevin. I just love these, man. And you know what's even better? Chalk loves these. And you know what's even better than that? Kevin, we're going to get you a whole stack, buddy. We're going to get you a whole stack. I understand finances are what they are. Times are tough. You think you've enjoyed just chalk daily? Wait till you get the rest of the stack in your body, man. I'm telling you, when you go natural, when you drop the big pharma garbage and you get a natural herbal supplement stack of some kind in your body, gosh, the changes you see when your body finally gets what it's been craving, what it needs. That's chalk. That's what chalk is to me. Change your life for the better, man. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you huge savings on everything. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Was that the White Stripes, Chris? The White Stripes were awesome. Are they still a band? You don't like the White Stripes? Michael, you don't? What? What? What happened to them, Michael? How did they break up? There were only two of them. Oh, you know what? It was a man and a woman. That's how they broke up. The whole thing. Oh, they were married? I thought they were related, aren't? Oh, he said that afterwards, as if that makes it better. They were related, and they went. Wait, that's a true story. They were related. Oh gosh, I'm so grossed out. You know what? I'm sorry. I asked. I wished I hadn't even asked. Okay, well, either way, good band. Good band and a close family. I might point out a very close family. Now, back to what we were talking about. Lady said Republicans are as dirty and corrupt as Joe Biden and the Democrats, because we were talking about the governments turning their guns against us. And as I was explaining, there are different reasons why different Republicans screw us over. I first listed the worst of them. Those are the ones, the Mitch McConnell types, the John Cornyn types, the James Lankford types. They hate you actually more than Democrats do. They despise you because they have to pander to you every now and then. They hate that. They really think you're stupid. They want to pass amnesty. They hate your freedoms. These are the worst people in Washington, D.C., those types of Republicans. So that's one type. Let's set that aside. Remember, there are several. Let me lead with something a little better this time. There are genuine good people there, and they're simply outnumbered. They are. Now, I'm not saying it's the whole House Freedom Caucus, because Ken Buck, that useless dork out of Colorado, he's a member of the House Freedom Caucus. But you get to many of the House Freedom Caucus guys. These are our people, true believers. They want what you want. They just don't have a big enough caucus yet. Remember, the Congress, House, Senate, it's one big caucus measuring contest. How big is your caucus? If the House Freedom Caucus is five people, well, that caucus is too tiny. That caucus cannot get anything done. It has to be 80, 100. Now, that's a huge caucus. You can get a lot done with a caucus that size. The caucus is too small, so the good people are outnumbered. Let's set them aside. Here's another thing. Do you remember the story? We talked about it briefly on the show. We didn't go into too much detail because it's a family show and you don't want to get into details on kind of icky stories like this. Remember, I always have, I always will. I do a show you can listen to with your children. I just do. You never have to fret about me saying something, cussing something like that. When you leave the room, your kids will be fine. So we were delicate in how we handled this story, but there was a prostitution ring. Chris, is that friendly enough? Okay, well, what was I supposed to say? But there was an organization that occupied, I'm assuming young ladies, but in this day and age, probably a lot of young dudes too. It was real close to Washington, D.C., and it was recently busted. Now, what did they discover when they busted it? Apparently, this was some fancy high-end one. Kind of think of it like the Red Lobster of prostitution. And they discovered a lot of admirals, generals, politicians, CEOs were customers. But how did they discover all these guys were customers? Well, you had to put in your name and all your information and your occupation. They essentially had to gather all of your information before they would allow you into this. Well, I don't know if it was a house or something. I don't know how these things work. I just assume there was red velvet involved somewhere. But before they would allow you in, you had to write down all this information. And then they busted this ring. Well, why do you think a ring like that would collect name, occupation, all these things from all these prominent people? Why do you think they would do such a thing? We don't like to think about it, and we like to think that kind of dirty stuff, that kind of corruption is just in the movies, right? Oh, no, that's my latest show on Netflix. But the truth is, you read history, I read history. The entire history of the world is men being compromised in that way or other ways, right? Drugs, taxes, whatever it may be, and then being blackmailed with their sins. That's the entire history of the world. You know that congressman you have, that senator you have, and he normally votes the right way, and then he just kind of loses his mind on a really important bill, and he votes with the Democrats? Well, that's because he got a phone call. Or more likely, it was probably a personal visit from a man who said, hey, man, we'd love that whole FISA thing to keep going. We'd love for the FISA thing to keep going because I'm part of the evil intelligence agencies of this country and I'd love to keep spying on the American people. And I understand that you don't want to vote for the approval of that FISA stuff. That is interesting because you know what I have here? I have a picture, Senator. This is a picture of you going into this house of ill repute. So I would like you to go ahead and vote for the FISA approval. Anyway, thanks. Appreciate it. Believe me, the message gets through. The senator understands. Wants to save his career. Who knows? Save his life. Don't know. And he votes that way. Many are compromised. They are. That's how it works. Many are just flat out weak. I put James Lankford in the same class with Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn. But the truth is, John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell really are evil. And James Lankford really is the naked Ken doll without anything in the front. He's just weak. He's too weak. He's too weak and pathetic. He can't stand up against the swamp. They engulf him. And finally, there are those, and there are many of these guys who aren't necessarily compromised, or they aren't necessarily what you would call weak, and they're not even necessarily outnumbered. But what they are is they're people who don't really understand what they're facing. They don't really get it. They know how to talk like they get it, but they don't truly understand. Do you want a real example of this? I have many. Do you want one? Might even be painful to hear. I'll play it for you in a second. Before I do that, let's do this. Speaking of painful, can you even imagine what it feels like to send dad off to work as a fireman one day and then dad never comes home again? What does that feel like? When you're a wife left behind, kids, what? How do you even get by? I don't know. By the grace of God, I've never had to experience something like that, but I can't imagine the pain. And I'm not here to tell you that Tunnel to Towers takes that pain away. I don't think anything can ever take that pain away. But it comforts me to know they help a little. Tunnel to Towers has been helping fallen first responder families, Gold Star families, since 9/11. I want you to know that's where your $11 a month goes. It goes to easing some of the pain of that family. 11 bucks a month. T2T.org is where you go sign up. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. T2T.org. Now, as to the ones who don't truly understand what they're facing, let's talk about them next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.